It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and we have members of the Temper Trap in the studio with us today. Doogie and Joseph have been so kind to sit down and talk with us as you perform some songs here at the station. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
You know, I want to start with something that this isn't, you know, the rhetorical question, but it's an actual question. The Melbourne music scene's been robust for the last couple of decades, really, but it's going through another cycle, it seems, at least to us, in which a lot of acts are coming out and starting to make an impact here in America. You have clearly succeeded and found out what it took to succeed in Melbourne, you know, to make your way there. And you've even spoke before about what it is taking on America from a tour basis. Talk to me, has there been any sharing of advice, ideas, you know, experiences between the Melbourne scene, you know, other bands in the scene and yourselves? Is there any sort of communication? Oh, going over to the States, well, get ready for.
Well, we've always felt we're kind of like quite separate. Like the Melbourne music scene has been great and stuff, but ever since we moved overseas, we're kind of in our own little world. Surely if someone asked us advice, we'd gladly give it, but you know, it is its own thing over here, and it's certainly a lot different to being in Australia, but I don't think we've actually been giving out advice to anyone as of yet.
And you did spend a lot of time in the UK too. So
we lived there.
You started to really get a sense of what that, not only the UK, but the European continent was about too. So you're starting to really find what it takes to make your way as an international artist. Talk to me, were there things about this experience that you would have never anticipated? Are there things about the experience that you find really hard? And then there are things that are surprisingly engaging and thrilling. You know, what is the road, quote unquote, the proverbial road really like for Temper Trap?
It's a lot of hard work. It's not as glamorous as one may think. There's a lot of waiting around, a lot of, you know, just a lot of doing the groundwork to kind of build something up. And obviously with album two, even though we had moderate success with the last one, it feels like we're building it up again now, you know. So you can never kind of like fall asleep on the wheel. You can never be, you know, be content. You gotta stay hungry, I guess. But I don't know. I guess that's about it, really. I guess one of the hardest things would be maybe for a lot of us would be leaving our partners and loved ones sort of behind. You know, that probably takes a toll after a while when you've been on the road for so long. But apart from that, man, there's no complaints here. It's actually a lot of fun. Funnily enough, spending months on end with 11 guys in a bus, in a smelly bus, is actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've learned here at the station that one of the greatest gifts we can offer to any musicians coming through are boxes of Glad bags. They seem to always be welcomed. There's always an endless need for big Glad trash bags. I don't know why.
Yeah, you very quickly learn the few things that you need that are essential on tour, you know. And they can be just silly things like socks or something, but fresh laundry is a luxury, I have to say.
Well, and I know that the performance part is always, you know, the real purpose in the end game, which is always really why you do it.
It is for us. It's not for all bands, but for us, we're very fortunate in the sense that we actually enjoy performing. You know, for me personally, you know, there's the writing process, and then after that, you go to the studio recording, and then there's performance. Performance is my favorite part. The other two feels like work to me sometimes, you know. So, and I got into this job to kind of like get out of work.
I understand.
So we love it. We're the Temper Trap, and this song is called Need Your Love.
The road is pulling me to rope and web, and for a moment I escape the night. But even fools know here the far and few between. She is a maze of neon highways and desert plains of lonely creatures singing for the summer rain. And at the end of her, your knees fall down to kneel. Something in you always yearns for someone real. No, I need your love. I need you now. No, I need your love. She's my salvation in the dawn. And at night with lips of honey calls the devil's horn. And I am a war of flesh and blood that's left undone between the person that I was and have become. There's no resting now. No, there's no resting in my heart. There's no resting in my heart. There's no resting for the one you love.
You recorded the album in Los Angeles. Was that because Tony, or was it because you wanted to be in Los Angeles?
Both.
And how was...
Because it was cold and freezing and snowing,
a happy coincidence.
And miserable in
happy
London.
Coincidence.
Yeah, you were in the UK. And by the way, as you've noticed, it's very rarely cold, never snowing. Yeah. Once in a while, rain.
It was winter.
Very
it was winter low. When we were there, and it was sunny every day. So.
Was there anything about being in Los Angeles, working with Tony, that also added to where this record, you know, started to find its heart and its bases?
I think subconsciously, maybe, you know, it all affected us in a certain way. I mean, it's hard to separate. It was so good working with Tony anyway. It's being in the sunshine definitely, it puts you in a good mood, you know, you just feel optimistic and you feel good about life, basically. So, and like I said, Tony was great to work with. So the combination just made for the whole experience to be really creative, really fun. And I look back with fond memories. It was really good.
How long are you going to be on the road in the what we'll call near future? Until the far future?
Well, hopefully as long as the last one. But
Wasn't it 2 years you were out?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, the album was released sporadically in different times in different territories, which you know, obviously stretched out the touring cycle. Mm. This time around, it was pretty much released around about the same time.
Right.
So, but I mean, it's very early stages. Hopefully it picks up momentum. And if it does and there's more demand, then we'll be on the road. If not, then we won't, you know. But
you like it.
I love it.
You're a manager's dream. You're a manager's dream that you want to hit the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of artists, their managers can't get them to leave, you know, the studio. They just don't want to leave. They incubate, you know, they isolate.
You got to do it, you know. If you want to be in a successful band, you got to get your music out there to people. I mean, it doesn't always work like that, but for us, it's the way
more and more every musician that comes through here says, look, with the record sales business being what it is, the true engagement with fans is in the live performance, and ergo, dollars. The money to continue to your career is a lot of it is based on the live performance aspect and all the other attendant incidentals that go with it, merch, etc. So the fact that you guys love it, and back to full circle and wrapping it up, the passion. You know, the passion of this band is evident, and it certainly has to be the driving reason. There's so much passion in the songs, and there's even more passion in the performances of the songs. So what are you guys going to do with all that passion if you're not out on the road getting it out? It's got to be a catharsis,
I go crazy. We took maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month off the back of the last tour. Seriously, like within like the first week, I was like, put me on a bus, put me to work. This is really boring. I know I'm on a tropical island on a beach sipping pina coladas every day, but this is really getting old.
So you're like me. 2 days into it, it's like, okay, I'm sweating now. I get out of the sun? Let's get back to work. 2 days about what you need to recharge the batteries, and then you're ready.
I don't need much time off.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I'm good to go.
I can relate to that, because that's when you love what you do.
Yeah, because it's
fun. What do you need a vacation from what you love to do? You do need to rest.
That's true.
But you don't need a vacation.
In hindsight, it was a much needed time off rest. But yeah, I got pretty anxious. This next song is called Trembling Hands. Treading the ground I once used to know, where people are strangers, the same as before. The streets look familiar, I remember the park where I buried my head so deep in my hands. All around me was dark. This here city is for the lonely ones. You won't find no angels selling maps of the lost. This here place is too small for two. And it took one to realize when dreaming's this hard, it's not meant to come true. So throw me a line, somebody out there help me. I'm on my own. I'm on my own. Throw me a line, pray that I come here.
Throw me a line, I'm afraid that I have come here.
there goes the ending. Left me in one, but I've tried everything, dear. I am done with my part.
You came here today, and we thank you for playing for our
Thanks
audience.
Thanks for having us.
And
yeah.
Tonight, you're going to be playing the Palladium.
Palladium, come down, folks.
That's
come
right.
down, kids.
I want everyone to come out tonight. You know, I've extolled the fact that if you've not seen them, which I know a lot of Los Angeles has, you're going to see a passionate show. If you have seen them, then you know that the Temper Trap does not leave anything on the stage. It is all there for you to have. So once again, Joseph and Doogie, thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Those of you out there in radio land, Temper Trap, Palladium, tonight. What else to do on a Friday night? Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.